Hey everyone, welcome to another Hyperspace Broadcast minisode. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And this week we're going to be talking about some Toonami-related video games we've played, based on a suggestion by Peter.
Me?
Yeah, who? Oh wow, you're really pulling back the veil there, Peter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you should do that. But just before we start getting into this, I do want to note that this is based on our own personal experience with these games, so there is a good chance that some of our memories will not be totally factual. The point is, we didn't do research on these games the same way we tend to with shows that we're watching.
I did a little, but like, yeah, of course I didn't play every DBZ game that came out and every Gundam game that came out.
Yeah, right.
Which is a lot.
Because there's a bunch of both of those.
What memories do you have of like some video game related
games?
Because so, I think I tend to have a little more experience.
Yeah, no, based on our pre-discussion, you definitely played more than I did. I when I was a kid, I played two games related to Toonami at all, and surprise, surprise, they're both Gundam games. The first was Side Story 0079 Rise from the Ashes, which is a game in which you are just a Federation pilot in Australia fighting off Zeon with...
For the Sega Dreamcast, right?
Yeah, right. I guess I should have mentioned the system. Yeah, because my older stepbrother had a Dreamcast, and that was,
nice.
Like, one of the 10 games that we had for it. The others basically being Sonic Adventure 2 and that shitty Sonic knockoff of Mario Party.
Oh, God, that game's really bad.
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
So that game's... I loved it as a kid. I didn't realize that you could lock on to enemies when I first started playing it, which makes the game basically impossible, because the main thing to understand about this game, and it's really weird to me looking back on a few of these games because we watched some video footage of a couple of them, and it's weird looking back on games from, like, you know, the early 2000s, like when I guess late 90s, early 2000s, basically like early 3D games, and seeing like, oh, it took some time to figure out how to make shooting controls feel good. Like, there's a reason people don't really experiment anymore.
And I remember when I bought a Dreamcast way later in life, like, you know, when we knew each other, we don't anymore.
Right.
But, you know, when we got to know each other and stuff, like in high school into college, I acquired the Gundam 0079 Rise from the Ashes game in a way that you can acquire Dreamcast games that on Dreamcast.
That may or may not have played into it doing so poorly. Who knows?
I don't know if CD burners were that prevalent back then, but I think it was more of an after-the-fact thing.
Fair
enough.
But
in any case...
But, yeah, sure. So,
the,
0079 Rise from the Ashes.
I burnt a CD of Rise from the Ashes.
Yeah.
And then played it, and I was like, oh, I can't get into this.
Yeah, right. And I played it then as well, because I was super jazzed about it, because it was a game that I remembered playing. And the main thing about it that is really fucked up is that just the Dreamcast controller design's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Featuring a thumbstick with a D-pad directly below it, and those are the only real directional controls. So the way the game worked was the D-pad was movement while the thumbstick was, you know, look. So it was like a twin stick setup, but you couldn't actually manipulate both at once.
It's for people who have two thumbs on one hand.
Yeah, right. It's for tarantulas, basically.
Yeah.
And that just makes it unplayable. I mean, it's unplayable. I can't fathom how I played it as a kid without locking on.
Right.
How the fuck did I do that?
Did you, like, get anywhere without locking on?
No. I got to the second or maybe third mission. I got to the mission where you get the experimental beam rifle, and I'm pretty sure that I, like, the only reason that I know that I didn't know how to lock on is because I think I headshotted a Zaku with the experimental beam rifle, and it was like a one-hit kill. And then when I played it later in life, when I understood how the game worked, and by later in life I mean like maybe a year later, the experimental beam rifle took two hits because you're aiming at the chest with the lock on. Yeah, super interesting stuff. The point is that is a game that I would say is best left in the past, because dear God, the controls are terrible now.
Yeah, and watching footage of it, it's like someone's just shooting a Zaku for a solid minute or two.
Yeah, but it blows up. It's because like, he's using a machine gun, damn it.
So? It's fucking boring.
Yeah, the infinitely reloading machine gun, essentially.
Yeah. Did you play any other stuff?
Yeah, right. The only other game that I really played was Gundam Zeonic Front. I'm not sure what the full title is. I'm sure it's Mobile Suit Gundam Zeonic Front or something. But that's basically a game where you get to play as the Zeons, and it's this weird kind of tactical squad shooter sort of game, which that stuff's kind of boring and shitty, but I loved it because I loved the Zeon mobile suit designs, and the novelty of being able to play as a Zaku was something super cool to me. And then basically, you know, upon rewatching footage, I would like to play that game again. I'm sure it would be kind of disappointing, but I just remember selecting basically everything based on the mobile suits that people had, rather than like any other considerations whatsoever. So
no other tactical considerations.
Yeah, just right. Just
what looks the coolest.
Well, it wasn't even that, but it's like, you know, you get to a point in the game where you're allowed to deploy three teams per mission. It's like, oh, you have three different teams that are composed of DOMs. Well, you know, that's probably going to work. Fucking because you just move all over the place and you have rocket launchers, you're probably going to be fine with three DOMs.
Yeah, and they have that awesome little hover movement instead of walk around like a big doofus.
So they're super fast and everything. Anyway, so that was that's a game I'd kind of like to revisit, although who knows if it would actually be any good.
Yeah. Well, when I was thinking about the games I had played based off of like Toonami franchises, I'll run through a couple of the quick ones. I played Beast Wars for the PS1. That game sucked. I rented it on a weekend because I used to rent a game every week.
Yeah, right.
And
classic.
You know, have it for the weekend, and that'd be my only new game.
Right.
And Beast Wars sucked. It's just kind of, we watched footage of it a little bit too. It's just like third person running around shooting shit.
Yeah, it looks pretty bog standard, probably with shit control. Like that's how it's gonna be.
And then there was a reboot PS1 game that also sucked pretty bad. That was difficult, just like way too hard and fucking impossible to control. Another kind of third person action game with bad early 3D graphics.
Yeah, right. And again, the footage that we watched, it seemed as though the character was moving on ice because he's just sliding around all over the place. And the shooting, I can't really understand how it even worked. I assume that it just kind of locks on to enemies nearby, but basically just spraying bullets everywhere.
Yeah, and if your movement's already fucked up, like, even if you have lock-on, it just makes it so hard if you're just slipping around everywhere trying to shoot something.
Oh, man. Bob on a zip board going around shooting people. That's reboot in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's what that show was.
Having read about the game, it did seem kind of interesting because it had, like, its own unique plot that was fully voiced, like, had, you know, full cutscenes from the show.
Right.
But it was a unique plot, and it like was a little darker than the usual kind of thing you'd see in the show, because they didn't have to worry about standards and practices. I did some reading about the plot. Yeah. And like, so that part seems cool. It's just a shame that it's surrounded by a
shitty, like,
a pretty poorly playing game.
It's unfortunate.
I played a lot of Gundam and DBZ games. DBZ, I remember seeing at the family video that I would always go to every week, there's like once a DBZ game there for PS1 called Dragon Ball Z Final Bout. And it was like this 3D oh, God. Fighting Dragon Ball Z game. And I don't think I ever got to play it. Okay. But I always okay. wanted to.
Was it like always rented out and you'd go in another weekend so, and like, no, it's gone again.
Yeah,
I feel like there were games out. Like that I always it wanted like, to play.
It was like rented out and then it would vanish. And then it just never showed up again.
They just took it off the shelf. Boy,
they're like this
that
game
sucks. Maybe it was the greatest game ever. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe someone stole it.
Yeah, I'm sure so a PS1 3D Dragon Ball Z fighting game was yeah, just amazing.
It doesn't get any better than this.
No, it does not.
Later, I would buy the other PS1 Dragon Ball Z fighting game, Ultimate Battle 22. It just
sure.
had a number, you know, fuck it. Put
yeah,
a number
why not?
In there. Because there's 22 characters, I think. It's just like, fucking, why not?
Yeah.
Make that the name.
Yeah,
and,
of course, Dragon Ball
that
Z
game
games.
Solidly sucks. Like, I own that. It's not fun. It's just a pretty subpar fighting game. It's cool
sure.
that you can get so many characters, and like Mr. Satan and shit. Just like,
yeah, that's fun. Mr.
Yeah,
Satan
but,
you can play? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know, conceptually, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it doesn't work, but,
execution,
you know,
not so much.
The concept is great.
And also, it was interesting, too, seeing those games, because it had stuff that was not available in the show yet. Like, oh, it had, like, Boo Saga stuff that
oh,
I didn't even,
yeah. and you're like,
you know, wasn't even available.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, whoa.
Just
I've
like...
only seen this on internet fan sites. They yeah, print out the JPEGs of...
yeah. Just,
put up my wall.
Yeah, right. That or my Pojo's unofficial guide. And I'm like, this yeah. character looks incredible. What is he? Whoa.
Whoa. Supreme Kai.
Yeah, I bet he's
look
awesome.
At that mohawk. The later on there I would play some other DBZ games, like I didn't like super get into the Budokai series when it was on PS2, but I did play it when it was on Wii way later in life, like way after I was into DBZ. We played it together, actually. Yeah,
yeah, right. And that's my only experience playing it, and
yeah,
I,
it was awesome.
I seem to remember that. What? Like, I remember watching you play it against a couple of other people before I joined in, and just the, of course, the Wii Motion controls for it are completely ludicrous. But we played one match, I think. I only remember playing one match.
I think a couple. And there's so many characters that, and like really fucking left field bullshit characters.
Yeah, like a rail from Dr.
Yeah,
Slump.
From Dr.
Why
Slump.
Why not? Fuck it. Put her
I
in.
I played as a rail. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, right.
And then you...
at this point, you picked... she's had a cameo appearance in Dragon Ball once.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, that's it for... What the fuck?
Yeah, pretty
Where
much.
Where did that come
like,
from?
No one really... And that's pretty still pretty much the case. Like, I don't think there's any real Dr. Slump translation shit. Maybe someone's translated the manga.
Yeah, right. Of course, now there's
that's
a
fan stuff,
Dragon but... Ball Super episode that... has a Dr. Slump crossover.
Episode rules.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, and then you played as Dr. Wheelo, and I love...
Yeah, and again,
the game,
of course, why not, Dr.
The game
Wheelo.
Is, like, blatantly acknowledges that it's unbalanced, so you playing as Dr. Wheelo, and you're huge in this giant robot body, and you just kill me instantly.
You're like, fighting a tiny little girl, and you just...
Yeah.
You did some attack, and it just didn't do anything, from what I recall.
It's bullshit.
And we're like... Oh, okay.
Fucking
well,
not accurate, man. A rail never loses.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's from a gag comic, she can't
yeah,
be beaten.
They make that joke. They make that joke all the time.
Right.
And she's never supposed to lose. But yeah, and those games I really liked because those games, and like later I would get Raging Blast 2, which is the same basic thing. It was like Budokai Tenkaichi 3 was the one we played on Wii. I got Raging Blast 2 later on, and Raging Blast, and that's the same core mechanics, and it's like pretty complicated, but it's really DBZ. Like it's it's, you can do combos, you can do like the punch rushes, you can zoom around a map and kick people into terrain and blow shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right.
You can have beam struggles. The beam struggles was the biggest fucking deal. When we got into a beam struggle on the Wii, and it's like, you have to flip around your hands like an idiot. It was really funny. Because it's just like, we're just like, oh, holy shit! Like, neither of us could believe that this shit was happening. Like, I've never imagined this would be in a game. And then you're just like, moving your hands around like an idiot.
Yeah, and then eventually they probably replaced that with, I don't know, like, tap X. As fast as possible.
Who can tap X the fastest or swirl around the
the joystick? Yeah.
Yeah.
The joystick. Yeah, that's a word that people use still to describe.
On their Atari.
Exactly. I don't know, man. Dragon Ball Z games, I've been meaning to play Dragon Ball FighterZ.
That looks pretty sick.
Yeah, of course. It looks amazing. Of course, I suck at fighting games, and I don't have a lot of desire to play them, so...
Yeah, you don't have the patience to learn, so I never have someone to play with.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Sad. It's an Arc System Works game, too, so it's extra complicated, but also pretty awesome.
Well, from what I've read, it's actually pretty approachable, which is
nice. I've heard it's definitely more approachable than some of their other ones.
Yeah.
Fucking Blaze Blue's ridiculous.
Right. But I think we probably have time for one more game. Is there another fighting game you want to talk about, Peter?
Oh, it sounds like you're leading me into yes.
leading
one of my
you
favorites.
Into yes. All right.
Gundam Battle Assault.
Yeah.
For the PS1, Gundam Battle Assault 1 and 2.
Yeah, I think you mean these... Gundam Battle Assault.
Yeah. The fucking announcer for Battle Assault pronounces it amazingly. Bandai present. So yeah, Gundam Battle Assault is it's your average 2D fighter game, but it's a game where, I mean, obviously you're fighting with Gundams. The sprite work is really cool. Like, every single part is kind of like moving and damageable.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's
not in really a way that affects gameplay, like, oh, you damaged my arm, I can't use my arm attack.
Right.
But it still looks amazing. Yeah, it still looks fantastic, and it's even though the battle mechanics itself are kind of fucked. Like, you have like a super ultra move you can use, but instead of most games like Street Fighter or something like that, where you have a gauge you have to refill before you can use it again, you can just use it 3 times maximum during a fight, and then that's it. So you can just spam it over and over again, and basically make pretty short work of anyone who doesn't quite know the game as well as you do. It's pretty easy to just kind of like ambush someone and spam them to death. But the selection of mobile suits is pretty cool. It's just a lot of like kind of different, very different suits from Universal Century. A lot of stuff I was totally not familiar with at the time.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of stuff from,
because
it's mostly Zeta Gundam and Double Zeta Gundam and beyond, you know.
Well, it's mostly Zeta and Double Zeta, I think. I don't really think they go too much further than that. But
they got some 83 stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
a little bit of like the older stuff, like with Big Zam.
Right, but the point is that all of this was yet to be released in America, and they changed the game to make Hiro Yui the main character for the American
really awkwardly.
Release.
And the announcer, like we mentioned before, is fantastic. The announcer will say a lot of random shit. When you win a battle, he goes, "Wealth and glory to the winner!"
Yeah, which is...
which is maybe my favorite thing to hear after winning a fighting game battle.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm not... It's up there with Supreme Victory.
Yeah, classic killer instinct.
Very awesome endings.
Lots of just, if you have a fighting game, add people shouting into it. Like, that's you're set.
Yeah, that makes it better generally.
And it was a game I really liked as a kid. Gundam Battle Assault 2 came out later and incorporated a lot of G Gundam suits and Gundam Wing suits, because that was like, especially G Gundam was like coming out at the time. And even better. Like, I don't know. I love these games, guys. you know, I don't imagine they're like fantastic fighting games. I will say they're also one of those amazing fighting games where every hit you do in a combo, it says a number and hit next to it. And when it says five hit, it looks like it just says shit. And it's just so funny if you're an idiot.
Yeah,
like me.
If you're like eight.
It's pretty funny though to just see like in big letters shit.
Yeah, it's just the game being impressed that you managed to land a five hit combo in a game where you can land like 30 hit combos.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't know. I wish that I'd played the reboot game. I mean, to be fair, I probably better off if they not played it. I wish that I'd played more games than just, you know, basically two Gundam games back in the day, but I really need to check out FighterZ. I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Maybe we should both get it and play it online.
Yeah, I'm sure Redbox has it. I mean, I'd probably
rent
it.
I could rent it.
And they may have fixed the online functionality by now, because it was terrible.
Yeah, that's everything nowadays. No, launch, it sucks.
It wasn't.
Then they fix it.
I mean, we'll talk off recorded, but it wasn't just that. It was like, oh, you can't connect. There was just this stupid convoluted system to connect to a specific person. It was insane.
And there, you know, there are some other franchises in Toonami that had games. Like, there's plenty of Sailor Moon games.
Right.
I don't know if any of them came over here, though. There was a Super Nintendo fighting game, probably multiple of them. I've played one of those a little bit on emulator.
Wait, Moon fighting game on Super Nintendo?
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Of course. Yeah, you kick with your fucking stork legs.
Yeah, I did.
You also can't play as the villains, which sucks.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, man, that character roster, you could have the perfume lady with a drawn on face.
Hell yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be so good.
Yeah, they should make a real deal fighting game with like all these dumbass characters fighting each other, and then like the Sailor Scouts, and then like, man, they should just make it all of the shitty goon villains.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Perfume lady, tennis shoe woman.
Arc System Works, there's your next game to make look fucking amazing, better than the
Sailor
anime.
Moon.
Sailor Moon.
It's Sailor Moon Fighters S.
Oh, boy. All right, well, that about does it, I think, with that suggestion of the next game for Arc System Works.
That was the whole point of this podcast, too. We're actually sending this to Arc System Works directly.
Yeah, right. But we're not like, cutting out any of our just bullshitting beforehand. We're just
I want them to consider a Gundam game.
Right. I mean, that would be pretty cool, too. Anyway.
It'd be kind of weird in that context, but yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, remember that you, the listener, can submit a topic for a minisode via facebook.com/HPPod, Twitter @HPPod, and at our email, hyperspacebroadcastpod@gmail.com. And be sure to revisit us next week when we conclude season 1 of Beast Wars.
Oh yeah, that's just prime.